your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk. What's up, everyone? Happy Teaser Talk Tuesday. It's Holly with another kick-ass episode of Teaser Talk. And you guys, so much has changed since season 5. I'm so stoked to be back with you guys for season 6 to kick off another awesome year of antics, shenanigans, and just rad-ass interviews. So a couple of things I want to touch base with you guys. I do have some sad news to announce that my co-host Donna is no longer going to be able to be part of the show. She is still one of my best friends. I have so much love for her and admiration for her, but life is just crazy for her at the moment, so she's not able to commit fully to the podcast, which I respect, and I can appreciate her honesty and all of that. So everyone, sad moment of silence for Donna. But yeah, anyways, I will say this, I'm so grateful to be able to experience 5 incredible seasons with her, and she is the yin to my yang, and I hope one day she'll be able to hop back on as a guest and just be a part of the show because she always keeps me in stitches. I know she does the same thing for you guys as well. So another change too that I wanted to talk about as we kick off the new season is the intro. You guys, that's a banger, right? Like, holy moly. So with the changes that's going on to the podcast, just felt like it was appropriate for us to have a new intro on the show. And when it comes to the intros, I want to be very personal about it. Like, I want it to mean something and not just some stock random soundtrack, so on and so forth. So I was going through the guest list because I will say this, we've had so many incredible talents join us on the podcast that I'm so super grateful for. And one of my all-time favorite guests, hands down, is none other than Jess Margera from CKY. And he's just a hoot. He's fun. It's just good times, good vibes always with those guys. So I hit him up because I noticed that they were also doing recording studio there at Castle Bam. And I'm like, hey, so I am in the market for a new podcast intro. What can you make happen? How do we make this thing happen? You guys, I will say this. Go check out Castle Bam Studios and you will not be disappointed. I hopped on an airplane, flew out to Pennsylvania. I actually had the opportunity to stay the night at the castle, which was so freaking amazing and nostalgia. Think about like Viva La Bam, Jackass, all those funny, awesome movies that were shot there at the castle. It was just very cool to like actually see it in person. It's kind of like I just said, I guess nostalgia. But anyways, I get in there. Pro tip for you guys like me that do not enjoy the cold, I would not recommend January to travel there. It was so cold, freezing, definitely layers required. But I will say this, I am most definitely coming back to the castle and I will be doing it though whenever it's warmer and I can be poolside because yeah, I'm just not a fan of the cold. But anyways, flew in, easy commute. I will say it was kind of like in BFE. My Uber driver was like, where are you taking me? Was super weird about it. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, it's fine, but we all made it, whatever. Anyways, I arrive and get welcomed in. Of course, had a beer with the guys and it's just an incredible time and opportunity to really kind of brainstorm, and it was just a cool, I guess, the way that the intro came out to be. One of my favorite tours that I've actually seen was the Him tour with CKY. It was Him's like last farewell tour, and I remember talking with Jess and we were just chatting about Him and stuff and music and the songs that I enjoyed. But yeah, we quickly got, I say we, I actually didn't do anything other than sit there and talk to them, and they kind of were the brains behind it. But Jess and Jamie and Chris, you guys are freaking rock stars because literally all I had to do was just say, I don't know what I want, I think I want this. They put it together all in one evening, and literally, you guys, I flew in, flew out in one day, and I had an intro ready to rock and roll for you guys. So shout out to them. And I will say this, if anyone's listening in and you guys are looking to have any kind of, you know, things done there, I would highly hit up Castle Bam Studios. It is available for rent for you guys to go in and jam out and rock out with your you-know-what out. So yeah, anyways, shout out to them. It's just a super cool, like, full circle, because Jess was actually the second guest that we had had on the podcast. So I just love how everything comes full circle around, and it's just being able to really have some amazing friendships from those guys and just a great time. So that's the update on, that's the skinny, I guess you should say, on the intro. What else? So let's just talk about, like, what else I've been up to. I haven't caught too many shows lately, but I want to talk about one that was super entertaining. So in March, I believe, I went to a festival called the Honeymoon Festival. You guys get this. It is a festival made where people can go and get married by their favorite musicians that are playing. So if you want Hugo from Tantric to marry you, all you have to do is book it, I guess, like the honeymoon whatever package, and he could actually officiate the wedding. I think, I know Bobby, I saw him, Bobby from Saliva, he also officiated one as well. It was just an interesting concept. That I guess, you know, kind of once in a lifetime opportunity for you guys to have. So it was cool. It was a 3-day festival. I actually had noticed it because Aranda, if you guys check back a few episodes back, I had interviewed Damien from Aranda, which is the brothers here in Oklahoma City, and they were playing. So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to catch them live. I caught them live there, obviously. It was so cold. Again, you guys, these cold stories, I cannot with the cold weather. But I went there. I was able to catch them. I left early because it was so cold. Came back the next day, was able to meet some incredible people like Bobby from Saliva. Got to meet Adam from Candlebox. Just awesome guys. Matt from Puddle of Mud. You know, shout out to all those guys for just being so super cool and letting me hang and catch up with you guys. But it was an incredible opportunity to really be able to connect with these talented artists. So I'm super excited this season. We will have Bobby from Saliva on, where I'd interview them actually there on site. I have Ty Oliver was actually not able to make it, but I did get a chance to have him on the podcast. So you guys, I cannot wait to share that one. He actually taught me how to make a white Russian. I've never had one. And spoiler, I did get a little tipsy with a drinking game that we played there. So you guys cannot miss that one. But there's a lot of fun stuff that we've got in store for you guys this season. Just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up. Also, too, I'd love to hear what your guys' thoughts are. You know, if you guys know somebody that should be on the podcast or a topic or an artist that we should have on, oh my gosh, please message me and let me know. Message this show and let us know. We would definitely do anything and everything to have incredible talent on and have this as a platform that they can go on and be able to share their story and be able to let people know what's going on. So, yeah, I'm super excited. As far as tickets this year, what do I have going on? Machine Gun Kelly is going to be in July, so I'm super excited about that. The So What Festival is happening in Arlington, and it's actually pretty interesting because there's like a rap stage, there's like a hardcore stage, and then like pop punk or emo. Not sure however you want to say it, but so that's a pretty cool lineup. It's kind of similar to this When We Were Young, although My Chemical Romance is not going to be there. But there are some awesome talents there, like Hatebreed. Shout out to those guys. We've had them on our podcast before. There's also going to be, you know, 303, Sum 41. Shout out to Frank Zumo. He was on the show as well. But yeah, it's a super cool festival. You guys check it out. That's a one that has caught my eye this summer. Also to the course When We Were Young festival, which sold out like crazy hotcakes, and I did not get a chance to snag a ticket to that. That's happening in Vegas this fall. I also too, I know that My Chemical Romance is coming to Oklahoma City, so I'm super excited to be able to catch them back in August. I cannot say who else I'm catching because it hasn't been released yet, but I'm catching somebody else in August. I'm super excited about all of that. But you guys, stay tuned for season 6. I cannot wait for all the shenanigans that are going to be had here and all the amazing talent that we're going to have on the podcast too. I'm sure you'll see some familiar faces, but then also some awesome talent that has not been on the podcast as well. And I just appreciate you guys listening in, and I hope you enjoy season 6. Until next week, you guys, keep rocking.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.